Evers named four new members to the policy board for the Department of Natural Resources after the state Senate fired his past appointees in October. Republican Senator Mary Felskowski asked Evers nominee and former DNR Deputy Secretary Todd Ames who should pay to clean up PFAS contamination. He says the reality is that many will foot the bill.
There's going to be costs borne by local units of government, by people that have property where there's PFAS on it.
The state budget set aside $125 million to address PFAS contamination, and a GOP bill would govern how to spend it. Republicans say the bill would protect innocent landowners from paying cleanup costs. Democrats say it fails to hold polluters accountable and limits the DNR's authority. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.